In New York City today, for the United Nations General Assembly, are many of the world's leading statesmen, including France's Foreign Minister, Hervé de Charette, who spoke to the Assembly yesterday. He's with us today. Welcome to the program. And I'd like to ask you first about Bosnia. It's reported that France has warned that it will withdraw its peacekeepers from Bosnia when their mandate expires in December, unless the United States agrees to maintain peacekeepers there. Why is an American military presence in Bosnia necessary for there to be a French one?
As you know, France proposed a period of 2 years, we call the period of consolidation, of stabilization, for continuing the action of the international community. During this 2 years period, we need mainly a civilian action helpful to the rebuilding of Bosnia-Herzegovina. But in the same times, we think that a certain military capacity will be necessary on the ground. But this military effort must be a joint effort by the international community in the framework of NATO.
Why must that include the United States? Why would not a joint European force drawn from NATO be sufficient?
No, we think it is in NATO effort, and we need to continue on the same basis. And we said, you're right, if one is living, we will live. But the moment is not on this point of view. The moment is to think in the next weeks or in the next month.
Turning to Iraq, can you explain to us what appears to be fundamentally different about France's view of what we should be doing with Saddam Hussein right now from Washington's view? You differ on the extension of the no-fly zone. You stand for a quick permission for Iraq to sell oil in exchange for food. The U.S. is against that. What's the difference here?
Let me say, the first point, France want to be a member, an active member of the Allied coalition in Iraq. And this point, we have the same aim that our partners, and especially the American one. But at the same moment, we may have particular positions. And so, in the moment where Saddam Hussein sent his troops in the north of Iraq, we thought that the hard military reply was not the good solution. We fear that it could weaken the Allied position in the zone. And let me see, I think the result has been as we have imagined it would be. So we told to our American friends that should be better to be more cautious.
But you say that these are small differences. In Baghdad today, I saw one of the headlines in the news is, it's your speech, France criticizes U.S. position on Iraq. Clearly you were willing to distance yourself very far in a very public forum.
Well, when there are differences, it is difficult to make them ignored by press and by observers. But I would like to say something concerning the 986 resolution, petroleum for food.
Yes. This would permit the Iraqis to sell some oil, to lift the embargo to that extent, so that they could purchase food and medicine.
It is a very important question. The Iraqi population is in a very, very hard situation, very serious situation. And as you know, the main responsibility is in the hands of the Iraqi authorities, especially Saddam Hussein. But in the same times, I think the international community cannot be indifferent to that. We should act to make this resolution in application. Mm-hmm. We have a responsibility with this destiny of this population. Mm-hmm. Poor and unhappy population, as you may imagine clearly.
Yes. On the subject of United Nations Secretary General Boutros Boutros-Ghali, do you now assume that, despite France's support for him, that a second term is out of the question, given the U.S.'s opposition to that?
Yeah, as you know, we support Boutros Boutros-Ghali for a second term in his responsibility. He's African, and all African countries support a new term for Boutros Boutros-Ghali. Frankly, I would like to say that to you. Frankly, I do not understand the reasons why the American authorities have said no, no, no. Why no?
Hmm?
Why? Somebody can able to explain to me and to the international community what was Boutros Ghali is an international standard of personality. He has respect of all countries in the world.
Mr. de Charette, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hervé de Charette is the Minister of Foreign Affairs for France.